This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hour four of the nation. We're going till 6:30. Rangers pregame's coming up. They'll try to finish off these Angels before the Dodgers come to town tomorrow. Expressway's coming up in 20 minutes. Here's some football's finest.
Okay, we have something really, really funny from the Jets, and this is one that we're all going to appreciate. This is one that we're going to like. This might make us a little bit more of a Jets fan today than we ever have been in our entire life. But first, we have to address what CeeDee Lamb told Complex in his sit-down interview with them. The headline reads, CeeDee Lamb says he spends $1.3 million a year maintaining his body and his health. He's going full LeBron James. Even LeBron James hasn't gone full $1 million a year LeBron James. That was reported, right? Because he broke the news with McAfee a couple of weeks ago. Like, yeah, that's a false number. He doesn't, LeBron James, actually spend $1 million a year on his health.
But I could see maybe spending $1 million 1 year when you get your first big veteran contract and you're investing in the cryo chambers and you're adding a home gym.
Right.
And the $10,000 treadmill, like you're doing everything possible. But once you're set up, like the most expensive personal chef live-in possible is only going to be a couple $100,000.
Yeah.
Where are you spending the next other $800,000? A massage?
On his hair?
On his hair.
Hair and tattoos?
Yeah, there you go. You know, that now you're adding some sort of luxury expenses to it. But I don't know. I think the massages are expensive, though. And if you need a real medical physical therapist daily for hours, you know, they're hundreds of dollars per hour. So, man, it's still hard to stretch $1 million a year.
Yeah, it is. It is hard to fathom. But we do know CeeDee Lamb, from a work ethic standpoint, he is absolutely right at or near the top of the list in terms of the Cowboy players that are as dedicated as it gets. And now with the fatty boombah contract, he probably did some reinvesting into his own health and whatnot, probably has a personal chef and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, I thought that was interesting. He spends quite a bit of money. Now, our buddy Chad Johnson, Mr. Ocho Cinco, saw the story and tagged CeeDee Lamb in a tweet.
Nice.
He said, yo, CD, I can eliminate this expense by $1.2 million.
Huh.
All you need is a gym membership and McDonald's.
He's a one of one, that Chad Johnson.
I still can't believe he was able to play that well for that long while pretty much only eating McDonald's. Which is, I mean, there's not many other options in the greater Cincinnati area. So he kind of just went for the best cuisine.
It was that watery chili spaghetti or Mickey D's.
Yeah, Skyline Chili or McDonald's. I think we're all going McDonald's there. So we'll see. Maybe CeeDee Lamb makes the McDonald's pivot at some point once he realizes spending that much money is pretty wild. But I love it, dude. CeeDee Lamb, I love you.
Little chat check. Lamb trained at the Alkim Sports in Fort Lauderdale under Dr. Sharif Tabay. His regiment included intense indoor and outdoor workouts designed to build endurance and muscle mass, resulting in a 14-pound gain. These sessions were emphasized in resistance, balance, explosive movements to enhance his on-field performance. That's what they were talking about. But he works, it says here, he works with the Dallas Cowboys nutritionist to follow personal meal plans and stuff like that. So he might have somebody that's cooking for him at home too.
I just want to make sure he's in the Dak yard as much as possible.
In the Dak yard.
Not being on the same page with Dak last year until Dak got hurt was one of the more frustrating things about the entire season last year. Amongst a laundry list of frustrations, that might have been at the top of the list. How are CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott not on the same page here? A couple of weeks out of training camp, that's all it took. But I'm
sure it felt like in 2023, I mean, he had that one game where it was, 15 or 16 catches, and he had those stretches that were historic. It's like, cool, the defense knows he come and can't stop it. Finally, we got a quarterback-wide receiver combo that you can't game plan out of it. Because it felt that way with Dez and Amari with Dak. You know, finally we had a receiver. And then last year, it's like, wait, what's going on here? I think a lot of it is the left tackle play. I think that is so big for Dak. And if you can keep him comfortable there, then he and CD are going to light you up. That's why I'd go tackle here in draft.
Come on, Tyler Guyton. Speaking of the draft, the latest mock pick for the Cowboys by each of these draft experts, Daniel Jeremiah, Mel Kiper, Dane Brugler, Lance Zierlein, they all have one thing in common. It's a Matthew Golden Dallas Cowboys collision course.
It's a golden pick at 12.
And tonight is Draft 101 right here at the station, 4131 North Central Expressway. We'll be feeding you Whataburger and Broadus and Walchuk, among others. We'll be feeding you great draft takes and answering your questions. So looking forward to that. Doors open 6:45. Now, Aaron Rodgers was on McAfee today.
Oh, was he?
This right here is my favorite. There's a handful of interesting things here, but the most hilarious portion of this. Remember when free agency was getting ready to start? We had just gotten rolling into the offseason, and the reports were that Aaron Rodgers flew from California to New York to meet with the Jets about whether or not they were going to continue the relationship.
Face to face, huh?
Yeah, they wanted to do it face to face.
Yeah.
And so the way he tells it on McAfee is, I fly across the country, and I meet with the coach, who, of course, is Aaron Glenn now. He says, we start talking. Aaron Glenn runs out of the room for a moment. Then he comes back with the general manager, and I'm like, all right. So we sit down, and I think we're going to have this long conversation. And 20 seconds in, Aaron Glenn just says, you sure you want to play football? Rodgers responds, yes. And immediately after that, Glenn said, well, we're going in another direction. That's how the whole conversation went.
Good for Aaron Glenn.
Flying Aaron Rodgers across the country just to say and ask him, do you want to continue playing? He says yes, and you say, okay, well, it's not going to be here.
That is crazy, dude.
It's weird, and it feels extremely disrespectful. Did you make it explicit that it's hilarious?
This had to be in person, and you'd rather take a six-hour flight across the country to hear it to your face than get a text? I'd be hot.
I know.
Unless I also had plans to be there. You know how much I hate flying?
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Yeah. And Rodgers foot the bill for this. Like, he flew himself out there.
Yeah.
They had to sit down, and it was, you want to play? Great. Not here. Thanks for coming.
I'm sure he went private into Teterboro and, you know, walked off the plane, got in a car, went and flew back home afterwards. I wouldn't worry about it.
I guess if you're up there in your private jet, it's probably a lot more comfortable.
No, that's what I'm saying. He spent probably
playing video games.
Probably spent $20,000 on the flight, $10,000 each way for fuel.
Probably get internet good enough to just stream whatever you want.
And he could play online poker until in
heaven.
He doesn't have to worry about the fact that he's going all in and then the
nobody can bother you.
Internet goes out. Yeah. And he's like, oh my God, what just happened?
I was
in the big blind. What happened? You SOBs.
Is the turbulence worse on those things because they're smaller?
They can fly above it.
Fly above it.
They just go above it.
Oh, my God.
They go way above it.
And so that's for us poor schmucks, get all that
bad
air?
That's right.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, they just fly over the top of all that stuff.
You can buy your way out of turbulence. How about that?
Damn.
Yeah.
We got the rich man jet stream.
Yeah.
It's a smooth ride. Yeah.
Well, he also acknowledged or alleged that he has done zero ayahuasca this offseason.
Yeah, it's very revealing.
Oh. Yeah, Mark B on your Scantron for false.
He also said that he's not sure what to do since the Vikings refused him because he was just trying to follow the Brett Favre career path.
Oh, is that right? He went for it.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, Walchuk.
He's confused now.
2 days in a row, rules are rules.
What the hell? Mama gave me them flapjacks and Mama take away five of them flapjacks. I want to stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
He said that he talked to all the teams that were interested in him and said that it was not about the money, that he would play for $10 million. So we'll see if that ends up coming to fruition. And then he said he's talked to Mike Tomlin a ton. He's got a lot of respect for him and their offensive coordinator, Arthur Smith. He just wanted to go check out the facilities and get a feel for what the facility in Pittsburgh in general was like. So he went and visited there a month ago or so.
On his own dime.
Yeah. Yeah. And then
once again.
And he did throw with DK Metcalf. He was like, I just wanted to get to know him as well. So things are narrowed down pretty nicely. If it's going to be Aaron Rodgers playing, it'll be with Pittsburgh.
You know, the dude's just not talented enough to put up with this. I think Favre still was at this age. It was like, man, holding out for this guy be all right. This is just annoying for no reason. You know, I think this is probably a Carmelo Anthony type of situation where the league has to get on the horn with each other and say, hey, let's all just be done with it now. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's signing him. Nobody really needs him. He's not going to win you a championship. We're good.
Browns general manager Andrew Berry said he believes Travis Hunter's first home is at wide receiver, and his second home is at corner. So if he's the pick, they'd want to be smart about how they start him. But Barry made it clear he's great at both. And if he can do the two-way deal like a Shohei Ohtani, then he, of course, is a unicorn. Mm-hmm. Now, in that same division, a guy who might be seeing a lot of Travis Hunter over the next few years, John Harbaugh, head coach of the Ravens, he says it's going to be interesting to see how they do it wherever Hunter goes, but to say that you're going to be completely immersed in everything that there is to know on offense and everything there is to know on defense, I don't know if there's enough hours in the day for a player to be able to do that and to have every detail locked down. So he says, I would think on one side of the ball, he would be full time and then have some sort of package on the other side of the ball. That's my guess, but we'll see wherever he goes. We'll be playing against him, so we'll find out how they go about it.
Yeah, I don't imagine you're going to be able to be full-time both sides. I would try this, though, and my thought would be, can you be so good at corner that we could build a game plan around you like we were able to do for Deion? Can you just go guard their second-best wide receiver, right? And we'll keep you up to date on a lot of the game plan, but a lot of the nuanced packages when we're trying to do special stuff, maybe, you know, we're going to have to build it around you just on one guy. I don't know if that's doable, but I think you got to be open-minded to it if you're one of these teams that needs multiple players like the Giants or the Patriots.
Yeah, yeah. If you're taking him, then you have to have a two-way plan for him. Now, to what extent is he full-time?
He's really a bright guy, though.
No, very smart.
Very smart guy.
If he wants to go home and put in all the work, I think you can do it. I mean, there's a lot of downtime.
Yeah. So is it more the mental thing or the physical thing, you think?
I think it's going to be physical with him.
Just the wear and tear?
Yeah. I think 17, 18 weeks... It's more, you know, it's of course it's more than his college schedule.
Gonna need some Romo Wednesdays.
Just the amount of snaps. Yeah, it's gonna be fascinating to see. I'm excited about
it. I would worry about him getting lighter as the season wears on. Going from 185 to 175.
Just burning too many calories.
Yeah, just getting too, and like you know, playing in the secondary being 175. You know, I would worry about that a little bit.
It's a fair concern. Yeah. Now, we have some quotes from Colorado offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur, who was the former head coach of the Giants when they had Daniel Jones. And now Giants fans are more anti-Shador Sanders than they have been throughout this whole process.
Oh, gosh.
And there's still obviously a chance that the Giants make the swing for Sanders at three. But he said, I think Daniel Jones and Shador are very similar prospects. Now, I could just end it right there.
Yeah, that's over.
That's all Giants fans needed to hear to say, okay, thanks, but no thanks. We'll just play with 10 offensively. We don't even need a quarterback. We'll go wildcat on this thing. We'll direct snap it to our running back who's no longer Saquon Barkley. We're not doing this Daniel Jones bit again. He says, I think they're both wonderful human beings, both highly accomplished, talented college players that have a chance to make an impact in the NFL. So there's a lot of similarities between Daniel Jones and Shador Sanders. The last thing Giants fans wanted to hear if they were hoping for Shador.
When I was with the Giants with .com, and I said, you know, you got to look at what Sanders is able to do with Pat Shurmur. And as it came out of my mouth, I was thinking, Giants fans right now are completely hating what I just said about Pat Shurmur helping Shador Sanders be any better at football.
Yeah, that is not the good. You don't want to throw those two names in the same sentence.
No, I messed up
when talking about the Giants. Yeah, so those fans now are a little bit nervous about the idea of Shador. How about what the Rams are doing? We know they've been unique over the last 4 or 5 years with the way they go about their draft day stuff and their location of it all. They've been in like some sick, nasty LA Airbnb houses or whatever.
Did they get the Malibu location set up?
No. So what they did is they are going to be holding their NFL draft quarters at the Los Angeles Fire Department Air Operations. They're going to be like in a hangar, basically. And this all has to do with the LA fires that went down. And so I think there's less real estate to go have a lavish home to draft out of. So they're kind of honoring the Los Angeles Fire Department with all of that. So that is definitely unique. That'll be interesting to see the aesthetic when they go into the Rams war room and just kind of see exactly how they're going about it. But speaking of the Rams, I saw a video of a shirtless Aaron Donald.
Oh my gosh.
He was
just a species
dumbbell
species man.
Dumbbell benching.
Still the best defensive tackle in the game.
Absolutely. He looks phenomenal. If I told you that he probably did, I think he did like 12, very easily. Could have done, it looks like he probably could have done 50 on each arm. He's got one dumbbell in each hand and he's doing dumbbell bench with it. What do you think was the weight in his hands?
And he could do 50?
It looked like he could have done 50. The video shows him doing weight? Like roughly 12.
He's asking us to guess the weight.
125.
I'm going to go buck 50s.
It was 130.
130?
130 pounds. He's throwing around like toothpicks, bro. Aaron Donald.
He's a freak.
Let's get that comeback going, dude.
Yeah.
Man, I don't think I could bench 130 right now, Brian. Huh. I don't think I could.
Why would you? I wouldn't even try. I haven't been weighed since 1986.
I think my all-time record was 205.
Wow.
yeah, that's all.
We're getting there.
Yeah, one time. I think I was 19 Gabby. Years old or so.
Young Gabby.
Yeah. Wasn't necessarily built for the power.
The prime of my career.
You're all legs.
But yeah.
We know that.
Luckily, I was like a blur. I was so fast. Right? I was like that non-muscular but super fast.
Speed kills, baby.
No, I wasn't that either.
Speed kills.
It wasn't that either.
Okay. Thank you, Chief. In addition to the finest is in the books, LA Live's coming up in about 22 minutes or so. We got everything breaking in the world of sports here throughout your broadcast day and more coming up next year. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105 through the fan.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. It's time to hit the expressway. We're going commercial free to the top. LA Live's coming up at 5:40. Expressway is brought to you by the on-time experts. Okay, you still have time to make plans to be here for Draft 101 tonight. The doors are going to open in an hour, 20 minutes, 6:45. Our show's going to be over at 6:25. Brian's going to be hanging out downstairs in our performance showroom here at 4131. Wolchuk, the DallasCowboys.com guys, and autographed giveaways. You're looking at a helmet, a jersey signed by Dak, signed by CD Lamb. Whataburger's going to be here providing the refreshments and the sustenance. And it's an amazing night, Brian.
Yeah, can I just say thank everybody in the station for promoting this thing?
Boom.
I mean, I've heard
you're welcome.
Like the morning show, the midday, you guys, I really appreciate you guys embracing this. And thanks to the Gavin Spittle and Tim Collins and then Derek Eagleton on the other side of things. And thanks to the guys that are part of this that for the last 4 or 5 months, this is what we've been working on.
Who all is going to be here tonight?
You're going to have from the DallasCowboys.com side, Kyle Yeomans, Tommy Yarsh, Nick Harris is from the Fort Worth paper, and then Vach Lombardi, who I do a podcast with every night, is coming in. He's part of the draft show.
Yeah.
And then Zach is going to host tonight. Mm. And so we're all going to be there for that. But I just want to say thanks to everybody that's talked about it on the station. It means a lot to me. Our draft coverage means a lot to me, too. I take a lot of pride in that and what we've been able to do. We've had some really good success, and our partnership with DallasCowboys.com has been really, really good. And you guys being at the Pluckers and stuff like that helps as well. So just thank you guys.
Yeah, we're thrilled to have Brian, obviously. And even before he joined The Fan 5 years ago, he was doing this and training our guys on how to watch the draft. And it's special. No other radio station is capable of doing this. No other media entity is capable or can pull this off. So it's a unique opportunity to learn how scouts look at the game and learn more about these prospects the Cowboys might take. Okay, Peyton Russell is your reigning G-Bag of the Day champion. Bobby Belt just came in and said, man, this story actually gets more insane.
It's crazy.
Not only did he got catfished, sent graphic video account,
yeah,
which he immediately got threatened if he didn't send him money.
Cash payment.
Geez. Yeah. But beyond that, it started with a Twitter account that just had one name like Michelle and then like 8 numbers.
Oh, yeah, it was Instagram, gosh. But yes, an obvious bot.
And they had like no followers, but they were following like 2,000 people.
Yeah. So Peyton was the one follower. And
yeah.
then the bot slid into his DMs and was like, wow, you're so cute.
I mean,
I love your energy.
We see these scam accounts all the time on different social media things. And you're like, wow, who would possibly fall for something like this? And the answer is
Peyton.
You know, the Peyton Russell. That's just fantastic. They didn't get any of his money, and they did not release the videos or the photos.
No, I think he
photos.
Was safe on that. He was so scared he blocked them.
Okay.
Bombs.
Maybe the block worked. Maybe the block denied access to everybody in the friends account or something. Or I don't know. If you're trying to pull something off like that, I guess it's a waste of time once you know you're not going to get the money. You know.
Yeah, you're just on to the next one.
Like, whatever. I'll just stay under the radar here. Okay, Suns owner Matt Ishbia. I think this is the accountability and self-awareness that I'm waiting to see here from this Mavs group.
By the way, did I see that coach is he's getting paid $50 million?
Budenholzer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To not coach.
Wow.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
That sucks, man. And I would imagine the owner's not happy with that. But, you know, the owner, Matt Ishbia, was asked about the season and how everything has gone bad after trading for KD and Bradley Beal a couple of years ago to go along with Booker. It looked like they might be a real strong contender. He says, embarrassing, right? Disappointing, awful. I watch every game like all you guys do, and no one's proud of it. No one's happy with it. From me to the front office, to the coaches and players, to the marketing executives, to the security guards, it was a failure. So now he's talking about in this media appearance today, it's about breaking it down and, you know, trying to recover at some point in the future, but it's very difficult to do. Let me ask you guys, number one, do you agree that this is the kind of ownership of the mistake that we're waiting for to see from this Mavs group? But also, if you could get Kevin Durant without giving up like your four best players, because I think that's what it would have to be. I got to keep Lively and I got to keep Washington along with Kyrie and AD. But if you could get KD, okay? Now, this is going to trigger all sorts of luxury tax expenses, but I think if there is a silver lining to this at all, it's that Nico still has his Nike guys. They might be older guys now in the league at this point, but DeMont's backing him. And the only way to try to get Mavs fans back with you, I think, would be to go spend so much money and bring in a player of KD's stature, you know, that could, you know, make a championship team out of this still. I think that would show a level of commitment that it would at least make you so intrigued now in the offseason. Let me ask you this at 877-881-1053. You're in on the Franklin Injury Attorney text line. Does that make you start watching the games again?
If they have Kevin Durant going into next season?
They brought in KD. They get to keep their four best players.
Yeah, I think that would bring people back in. And I think it would be, if you're not just going to be nuking this thing in the offseason, which they're obviously not, if this is the plan that you want to go with, I think Kevin Durant would be a nice piece to go after. But it seems like the Suns are really trying to make this a huge asset swap. They're treating Kevin Durant like he's still in his prime based on the report. So we'll see how much they're willing to come down on that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, this is now the place that you've put yourself in. It's another flimsy, often injured, out of his prime superstar.
Yeah.
But you need to, but that's your only option at this point.
The theory depends on the market reflecting that. You know, not thinking it's four ones and a young player for KD. And that would be crazy.
And you're potentially, if he lands with you, you're keeping him away from Houston and San Antonio, which are two teams that are reportedly, you know, a favorite to maybe land him.
Okay, so what the bleep says Leroy here, the 469. KD is street clothes junior, says the 214.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people that don't like Kevin
Durant. KD's a bum. Mm. KD is 10 years too old. I'll pass. I mean, think he's still a top 10 scorer. He's still a top 20 player in the game. You know, if you could keep defense around those guys and they stay healthy, I think you're contending next year.
I think this is the path that they're going to go anyway, but I think the Maverick fans that are out.
Yeah,
right now. I think the damage has been done. Those that are still watching right now, they're going to stay watching. And if they get KD, then cool. But it feels a lot now like you are a franchise that is Phoenix, where Phoenix went ahead and did this. They got KD. They got Bradley Beal. They wanted to pair him with Devin Booker. They tried to microwave a championship, and none of those guys really healthy and played well together.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I do think this would be a better fit if you're able to keep everybody that you said. The team does work better than those three. But the likelihood of all these guys being healthy at the same time, it's a big question mark right there.
Yeah, you're the Nets from like 6 years ago, but instead of Harden, you have Davis. You would also, I think, you know, Lively in Washington, and maybe you could, you know, find some sort of another playmaker. But I think that's got to be the plan. And if you're Nico, what apparently you have the ability to whatever you say to DeMont, he's going with, right? And you would have to think that the only way to save our reputations here is to trade and spend our way out of this and hope that the gravity of a championship brings almost everybody back. Mavs are getting set to play the Grizzlies tomorrow. Looked pretty good last night. Held the Kings to 106. I think they're going to get in and maybe get swept by the Thunder, which would probably further the embarrassment and the pain of the season. It would drag it out. But it would be interesting. Okay, Dirk completely turned off by the franchise is one of the stories out there, guys. It's unbelievable. You know, I think once you've made Dirk turn his back on you, essentially, that should be one of those moments that Nico and Patrick DeMond have to think, okay, let's rethink things. The Diggler doesn't like us. It's stunning. It is. Wow. You know, they're so clueless about Mavericks basketball and Mavericks history. And I think this is basically like what a movie about horrible sports owners would be. This is a perfect script for it. Like, how could you possibly be unlucky to have this as a fan that you have to support? Now, the undeniable most popular player, most likable player in the modern era of DFW sport, you know, feels cut out and turned off. I think for Adam Silver as commissioner, I'd be spending a lot of attention, like, looking at this and trying to coach the Adelson family into figuring this out, because they need a lot of help. Okay, what else do we got going on here in the world of sport here with you, G-Bag Nation? This is unbelievable. Could you imagine if the Mavs moves costed not only the Mavs as we know them, but also the Stars? Story in the morning news today, Mavs and Stars headed for a split over differing arena priorities after 24 years as roommates. And at 2031, the leases are going to expire. The Mavs are expected to try to build this amazing new arena, maybe with a casino, probably not for now. But Stars president and CEO Brad Albert's talking to the media, says we have to figure out if staying here is that scenario is economically viable for us in the next 10 to 20 years. So the way this morning news article is reading, guys, is they need to decide, are we staying in Dallas? Where is our arena going to be? But we're up for anything. You know, it kind of feels like Stars ownership is going to put this up to what's the best situation for us. Is there enough support here locally for the Stars to get them the arena they need? Because, you know, I don't want to go any further down this path than what I read today from the president and CEO, Mr. Alberts, there.
Is there any chance that you would go, man, and I'll admit myself, I haven't been to many hockey games here lately. But if they had an arena in Frisco, would you go to Frisco to watch the Stars play? That's where their training facility is.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, they're right there, right not too far from the Star. But would you go and watch games if they built an arena in Frisco?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think any drive in DFW would be the deciding factor if I'm going to the game.
Okay.
Frisco's within about 35 minutes for me if I hit the bush, so that's within striking distance.
I mean, as an 817 guy, it would be much more strenuous. I mean, anybody in Fort Worth who's trying to get to a 7 o'clock puck drop,
yeah,
and they got to go to Frisco. Yeah.
Is that an hour 15 or
that's
so?
That's an absolute haul. That's a beating.
You would have to lock in that part, and there's a lot of houses going in up there, maybe you could find new season ticket.
And I wonder if the further north that you went, being that their facility is there, you know, is it going to be problematic? But you've got these can-do cities. Like, Frisco's a can-do city. I think Arlington's a can-do city.
Yeah.
When it comes to, Texas, fine. We'll build an arena. You know, fine. We'll build a stadium. You know, it's a little bit different, like, working downtown here. But you got some can-do cities. That's why I think that the councilmen and all that, councilmen will vote for, hey, yeah, let's do this, because we know that, you know, we know what it could bring to the community. And I don't know if Dallas is always, I think that with Mayor Johnson's, you know, he was talking about bringing in another NFL team. Like, hey,
it does seem like that stretch of Frisco from, you know, once you get to 121 right up through the Star, that just seems primed to be a new downtown.
I was just wondering if you get ahead of that, like as you head towards Prosper and all that going north, is that going to be the new area for folks?
Could be, you know, and now you have so many businesses that are putting in their headquarters up there that you're going to have enough of the corporate sponsors that could be the infrastructure, you know, for a situation like that. Arlington did it. Why not?
And the fact that they already have their facility right there makes it really convenient for them.
The bigger concern right now is Jason Robertson injured. No update yet today. Obviously, they're going to be slow with the information in hockey, but very cruel. You're trying to rest your players to avoid injury, and you still get one of your most important players hurt in the finale. He was in a brace last night leaving the arena. So without him, without Miro, you have to be expecting a Stars exit, and the hope that next year with a healthy Miro, with a healthy Robertson, that – you know, maybe you can tweak it a little bit. I think you should have added better, more defense at the trade deadline in retrospect. It was obviously the opportunity to get Rantanen in was one you do not want to turn down. But they're going to, I think, have to fix this defense. And if you can't do that, then You know, to me, this is what I was talking about before the Super Bowl when all the Stars fans got mad at me. Well, Chuck, is like, I don't see, like, defense does win championships, right? I don't think you can try to get defense and sacrifice offensive talent like the Mavs did. But we've seen this play out now since the bubble.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not writing them off just yet. I mean, we don't know the severity of the Robo injury, and the hope is, I mean, they haven't ruled out Miro playing in this series. So we'll just kind of have to monitor and see how this goes. But yes, I did wonder, especially after they got eliminated last year and the way that they play and are built, they're not a super physical team compared to the others in the West. It's not like they're not physical at all, but they're never going to lead a series in hits. That's just not that they're more of speed oriented and skill oriented than they are big bodied like Winnipeg is that are bruisers. So I think this is going to be on Jake Oettinger. Jake Oettinger's been billed as he's the guy. He's a dude that can steal you a series. He's a guy that, okay, outside of having the best goaltender in the world, a guy who's going to win another Vezina here with Winnipeg, that everybody else on Team USA would have chosen. Go out there and prove it now, Jake Oettinger. You don't have the best defense in front of you. I'm kind of over the whole looking at Otter as an elite goaltender until he actually does it. He's been living off Game 7 in Calgary. I need you now. The Stars need you now. You've got to lift them over Colorado if you're banged up.
Well, they're in a situation, Zach, because you watch all these games and you understand it. You could have Patrick Waugh, and it's not going to matter when you give away pucks in your own end and you have defensive lapses and you leave guys in the slot and your coverage is not any good. Seriously. I mean, I totally get it, man. You're calling for
But he hasn't been good either.
No.
They've allowed 36 goals in the last 7-8 games.
I don't think this is a quick fix. I don't think this is a flip the switch. You know, the Robinson injury is not great, you know, but they have not been a very good hockey team here the last couple weeks. And I think going in, there's a lot of film. And Dawson, you talked about watching film and making your team better.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a lot of film and video that Colorado can look at and say they've got defensive lapses.
Yeah.
When this combination's on the ice, they are going to have problems defending.
Alrighty, we have Ranger stuff coming up at the top of the hour around the bases. Leiter, Langford nearing returns and going for the sweep tonight. Pregame coming up 6:30. Let's go into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius with LA Live.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Shoot, man. Hey. Yeah, I'm sorry,
man. Welcome back, man.
Yeah, welcome back.
Yeah.
That's weed.
Hey, there was a comedian named Drew Dunn while you were out that had a clip of him doing RFK that went viral, RFK Jr.
Okay.
You don't know RFK is until
you gotta get the dogs out of the syrup.
He did it pretty good, though, bro. Listen to this. I wanted you to hear it.
Don't worry. RFK is going to save us anyway.
We're going to save you all. We're going to get out. They're putting steroids in the potatoes. They turn you gay. I could have been president. I should have been president.
He could have won if he just... if he just won.
Tripping, bro.
But did he try that? Did he try... like one big one. Maybe if he got under it.
If he got up.
Just got to get under it.
Cheryl Hines. I can't believe she's married to him, bro. But I guess that's Kennedy, you know? Camelot.
That's right.
Even though isn't he kicked out the Kennedy family right now?
Yeah, pretty much. Alienated.
I guess she made her choice. Like, oh, I guess I got to stick with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess
so. I mean, he is a Kennedy.
We
can learn ASL.
Yeah. All right, let's get into a Thirsty Thursday Ladies Night edition of LA Live right after the great Rick James.
Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance to some of everything.
Do you think a man or a woman is the prize in a relationship?
I mean, a man is the prize by far. I'm talking about physically, mentally, monetarily, spiritually, knowledge-wise. There's nothing a woman could bring to the table above a man 99% of the time.
So you're saying that men are superior to women?
I mean, those elements that we're talking about as human beings, we got it. It's simple to play. Of course, there's outliners there, but us top-level guys like myself, I never met a woman yet that's at my level. She's going out her league, so I get to treat her how I want to.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. Oh my gosh.
Lucky gal.
More from that guy later here in Ladies Night Edition. Y'all believe what he's saying? Is he speaking facts or not?
He's a true alpha right there, Lucius.
Oh, my gosh. This is LA Live for Thursday, April 17th, 2025. It is a Thirsty Thursday Ladies Night edition of LA Live. Welcome in, Lady Tolos. Shout out to Badass Mofo Lady T. Yeah, how you doing, Lady T? Welcome first-time listeners. Welcome last-time listeners. Welcome, welcome. Sit down and relax yourself. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Shout out to those people right there, man. Should we do this G-Bag of the Day again? Should we play it again?
I think so. It warrants it.
Because it's funny like that?
Yeah.
Let me find that boy real quick.
By the way, Peyton has confirmed his face was not in any of the videos or explicit photos that were sent. So it's a face-free situation. So he was pretty much in the clear. Who's going to identify him just by his piece? Right? That's genius.
Wasn't the scammer trying to aggregate all of his friends together and send it to them.
Uh-huh. Trying to group message it.
Bro,
yeah.
It could have been like me, you, Spittle, 105.3 the fan account. No. You know, Spittle was shaking.
How much is this?
My man was shaking in his boots. Like, oh my God. He was going to work saying, what's up to people? Like, everything cool? Hey, what's up, man?
He has sleepless nights for like a month.
Man. He's hoping Tim doesn't see his piece. Peyton, bro, I love you, dog. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid. We don't do it every day at 2:30. I'm sorry. We're still trying to figure it out. It's 4:40 right now.
Yeah.
Might be 5:30. Who knows, fam?
Okay.
Okay, but pay attention.
I wouldn't mind 5:30.
Me either. Because it can flow then good, you know?
Yeah. I do. I think that's a great idea, Lucius.
Yeah.
Hit that. Just take that. Just it's the LA Expressway, baby.
I like the LA Expressway.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. You can hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook. Follow us all. Find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner right here is Peyton Russell from the RJ and Choppy Show. Which one of these fools is Chop? He had to hold down 30 minutes on air by himself at the beginning of the show, right?
Right.
Solo, dog. My man was shaking in his boots.
Awesome, man. It really has. The Nico stuff we'll talk about. That's about all I got.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah.
That's about some lifestyle things, but I've run out of things to say. I really have. Bobby's in studio. He's laughing. He knows we're going to replay this stuff. I'll have to go through the guests again. Dewey Scruggs, NBC 5 at 720. Meet Church 820. Tim McMahon at 920. Look, I could talk about some Snapchat stories that Bobby has referenced on air. I got scammed. I really did. Maybe talk to a bot here, exchange some photos, and they got out, and then she threatened to leak them. And so I got scared. I blocked her. But yeah, that's about all that is there. Nico, man, you suck, dude. But yeah, it's Sean, RJ, Bobby coming up next. We're going to try and drag this out. We're going to try. Bobby, I don't care what you say. I'm dragging this out. The Mavs do play.
Mavs do play.
Play basketball.
Back to the Snapchat story.
Meet Church.
The Mavs do play.
Can we book Peyton tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
God.
Yeah, I like that. A little post-game interview.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, man, let me do this real quick. I'm dealing with a mild headache, but I'm grooving, y'all, okay? LA Live 105.3 The Fan Ladies Night. The other day, Anthony Edwards went off for 43 points. You guys see that?
Yeah.
Hell of a game. I mean, they beat Memphis, I believe it was.
Yeah, I believe it was.
Yeah. Seven of those 43 points were three-pointers.
Woo-hoo. Dang.
Yeah, he was on fire. And he was hyped up in the locker room after the game, which I don't blame him. But then this caught my ears. I was like, whoa, bro, he's just not learning his lesson.
We held him to 3 points for a long time in the quarter.
I'm the best in the world. Go tell all the girls.
Then he just laughs.
No. If you Google his name, nothing but child support cases come up.
Yeah.
It's just a whole bunch of women saying he's not wanting to talk to our kid that we made together.
That's right.
Here's the 18 ahead. Years in advancement.
Yeah, paying ahead.
Kia.
He needs a Trojan man endorsement. He's still so young. I mean, by the time his career's all said and done, he could be breaking Antonio Cromartie's record.
Yeah. He might. He might have 18 of them boys.
Full on Nick Cannon situation.
For every year I was in the in the league, I got a kid.
Him and Tyreek Hill.
I mean, this is kind of like a health class conversation, but in you know they terrified me in those junior high and middle school classes that it was going to be so easy to impregnate, right?
Yeah.
It's not that easy.
Well,
it's difficult.
Well, speak for yourself.
Yeah.
You gotta be,
Anthony Edwards is
no kidding.
He's 7 for 7.
Yeah. I mean, there's techniques.
He's 100% from the floor right now.
Are you telling me you guys are using techniques, right?
No technique.
No technique.
I got three kids.
No technique. She will be pregnant within 90
Eric
days.
Just went for the high five and got it done.
Yeah. It was a wet kiss.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. I mean, I guess it's really case by case because, like, for me and my wife, we had no intention and then boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Some people are trying like hell and setting up the clocks and they got the schedule and the day and the time and the moon's right and they still can't get it done.
Yeah. We're blessed in that regard. Didn't take a
lot. Take a bottle of vodka for you.
Strong swimmers.
Yeah, hey, good for you, Dawson. I mean, was it?
I guess they're obedient.
Yeah,
my swimmers are obedient.
I want you to impregnate her now. Thank you. My swimmers.
Thank
so
you.
You were just completely caught off guard the first time.
No, I'm saying that was that act was performed in a way that would make it likely. You know, if the moon and the stars had aligned for that day of the calendar,
right.
You know, it was going to happen that day.
He was doing RJ Choppy methods.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I just think I don't know. I think some people get carried away. I feel like Peyton Russell now, right? Some people get carried away here in this moment, and they lose the ability to exit.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
At the perfect time.
Well, he needs to be using something else, man. He needs to go ahead and snip them boys and freeze some up if he wants to be acting like this out here because these ladies are going to tax him in the future. Every time he gets a raise, they get a raise too.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
You get maxed out, they get maxed out.
That's going to compound too.
Yes. Like,
yeah. He is, you know, he's what, year five, year six, still a very young man. By the time 32, 33 comes around, who knows where it could be.
And they chant, like, he's a monster because he's out there hooping his ass off. And they're chanting child support.
Yeah, there's such a takedown here.
It's fueling him.
It seems like he would embrace that,
He loves it.
Like, he likes it.
He's putting the hand behind the ear. More, more.
He's like, yeah, tell me about that.
Child support.
That's me.
Just eating it, bro.
He's going for Sean Kemp's record.
He's cheesing.
Just eating it. Bet he won't have more than Elon.
Yeah.
Can't afford it, dog. Yeah. My man has four different kids with four different women. I feel so messy talking about this, but it just caught my ear. Especially, I seen this clip of him. By the way, he's a great actor.
Oh, yes, he is.
Fantastic actor. He's really good. This clip from Starting Five, he was holding up his blue pit bull, which kind of looks like my baby, Cleo. And he calls his blue pit bull Aunt Junior.
Aunt Junior.
This now, might be so much tail.
There's kids out here he's ducking that belong to him. Some lady saying that he won't meet his son, but he's picking up a pit bull. Talking about this is Aunt Junior.
This is my big boy right here. Say what's up. Say what's up. Look at the camera. Say what's up.
Oh.
That's his real son.
It just caught my eye, man. I'm not really judging or nothing about that. I just want you to be safe out here, brother.
I'm waiting for Broadus to ask the question, which one of these kids is going to be the most talented?
Yeah. Well, Lucius, so if I looked at the baby's moms and which one do you think? For your estimations.
I did that. Erica Baidu, she has three different kids.
She's gotten out the dads here.
And so I was asking Lucius, which one of the kids is the most talented from the dad?
Toxic, bro. But I would have.
And Lucius goes, well, you
shout
know.
Shout out to Puma. Yeah.
All three of them are very talented. Brian, you know, it's a very.
Yeah, he fence rode that one.
He did.
Absolutely.
He knows people in town. That's why he fence rode.
I'm trying to get that Baiduism. She lives right down the street from our boss.
Oh, does
by
she?
The way, right down the street from our boss.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's not too far from here. So she'll pull up on us.
You think word would get to her?
I mean, it's a
small world.
Yeah. Small world, bro.
You know, she's all ears on a butt naked Wednesday.
I'm trying to. Bring her energy every Wednesday. Like, Baidu, feel me. I'm here. I'm a person.
We'll send you an Uber.
Yeah.
Come talk sports. I'm sure she's mad at Nico, too.
That man in the beginning of the LA Live intro, his name is Mr. Organic in Miami. Ladies, is this man talking facts or naw?
What's your age?
43.
Are you single?
Kind of, sort of, but not really. You know what I'm saying? I'm married to the game, brother.
At your age, have you ever proposed to a woman before?
Nah, I would never do that. If I ever thought about getting married, we're going to get a shaman or something and do a tribal ritual. I'm not signing no paperwork with the government with my money and my greatness.
But why do you as a man feel like marriage is a risk?
As a businessman, you know, you got to go off the numbers. 60% of marriages end in divorce, and they always initiated by the woman, like 70%. So off those numbers alone, I would never jeopardize my greatness, my millions.
I feel like he just made those numbers up, by the way. Just want to say, freestyling.
My glory to that piece of paper.
So you don't marry a woman, but you're with her long term. What happens next?
I mean, we just live in life. We're going to go with the flow. You know, if she want to move around, she can. I'm not holding nobody hostage. You know what I'm saying? See, that what happens. That's like the click cage somebody in when they get that paperwork. No, we living free out here.
To the 43-year-old woman watching this now, who would go, you're not taking anybody serious without marriage, what would you have to say to that?
I say God bless them. You know, if you're 43 and you're a woman and you're complaining about marriage, that means you already passed your prime. That is a fact. As a 43-year-old man, I got better with life. I'm better right now as 43 than I was at 23. I'm going to keep getting better. I'm going to keep getting more money. I'm going to keep looking better. I'm going to keep getting more women. It ain't going to never stop for me. But for a woman that age, God bless her. She going to need it.
Oh, ouch. Woo. Ouch. It's not a Toxic Tuesday. It is a Thirsty Thursday, ladies' night. I don't stand by anything that man says right there. I mean, some of it, you know, I don't know. What do you think, fellas? You know, speaking facts or no?
I think he was making a lot of sense in a lot of places, okay? I think his assessment of the facts objectively true, okay? There's something to be said about a man and woman coming together under God, okay, that I can't quite reconcile with this. But I know there's something powerful about marriage, so I don't want to make light of it. Mm-hmm. Okay, but dang it, he made a lot of good points. Objectively.
Yeah. Yeah, respectfully.
I think he's a really good actor. I think this guy's acting.
Well, that's clear.
You think he's acting?
Ball sacking?
I think he is. I think he clearly has entrepreneurial thoughts.
Yes.
He's got merch.
He's got money.
He's got YouTube.
He's got businesses.
He's got, if you create this toxic kind of are about you,
rage bait.
Yeah, people are gonna like hate you but love you for saying it. I mean, Dawson, you made a good point. Yeah. I think this guy is completely playing a bit,
doing it for the clicks.
He's doing it for the clicks, but he
knows
he could get paid for being toxic.
Yeah,
and I think that's what he's doing right
now. These are the times.
Yep,
I think you just nailed it right there, Broadus. I like that. Before we get out of here, actor Terrence Howard is not playing about his math. Remember, he went viral for his math.
Yeah.
He has proof that 1 times 1 equals 2. Oh my
gosh. Okay.
This is what he said. Now, a lot of people that are smarter than him and I are saying that that is absolutely false. Neil deGrasse Tyson, all types of astrophysicists and scientists and mathematicians and whatnot. By the way, my cousin is a math teacher at Columbia University.
Wow.
What? Yeah.
Jeez.
He's been there for a long time, bro. This dude is super smart in math.
God, yeah, makes math no people sense, are different, bro. Dude.
At Columbia, I'd say. Yeah.
Yeah, man, his makes no sense. Anyway, if you're going to talk about his math and tear him down a little bit or whatever, he says talk nice, be respectful about it, or come see him.
I've spent a lifetime earning the right to speak with the conviction about these truths.
I've been a lifetime.
I speak. So if you want to tear that down, have the decency to come and say it directly to my face. Mm. And say it like a man. If you're going to talk about the geometry, have other geometries to argue against it. If you're going to talk about the supersymmetry, speak of other supersymmetries that would work against it. If you're going to talk about the white papers, provide your own white paper as an argument to argue against the equations or the conclusions. But we're going to do this respectfully, otherwise we'll end in a duel. And I mean a duel, real life duel, where only one person walks away. We can meet with guns, bottles, knives, or books and equations. But we're going to do this like men. So, get ready.
This man standing behind his math. Just let you know, if you're out here talking about Terrence Howard and his math, be respectful. Or he's get ready into a duel with him. he's willing with to shoot you over these geometry equations.
It's a geometry off.
What a nerd. All right. My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. That's my time. I'm out of here. Peace, holla, love, all that good stuff.
There he goes, LA Live with Lucius Alexander every night about 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. As you heard back there about 10 minutes ago, teasing the possibility, maybe we'll see G-Bag today, 5:30.
That would be awesome, too, yeah.
Which, it'd be incredible. That could flow right into LA Live. Stay tuned here. But it's definitely not a 2:30 anymore. Okay, it was moved today to 4:40, and salute to Peyton Russell for being our champ. All right, coming back with some baseball talk. What do you say, Wolchuk?
Let's baseball it. We got a Jim Palmer chicken wing follow-up, free LASIK, and a historic day in the MLB.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.